You're listening to Morning Edition in Philadelphia, 7:31. I'm Jennifer Lynn, WHYY News. Good morning. Many Republican voters in New Jersey are feeling energized and are already looking ahead to midterm elections next year. This comes after some key victories on election night and a tightly contested gubernatorial race, which still favors Democrats. From the New Jersey desk, WHYY's Tennyson Donier has the story.
Despite the AP calling the race for incumbent Governor Phil Murphy, his Republican challenger Jack Cittarelli flipped three counties Murphy won back in 2017, Atlantic, Cumberland, and Gloucester. He also managed to bolster Republican turnout in strongholds like Ocean and Monmouth. At a recent GOP happy hour in Glassboro, the mood was festive as Republican voters and candidates shared optimism over the future of their party in a mostly Democratic state. Folks like Barbara Doherty, who was elected to Franklin Township's Board of Education.
And it's not going to stop. We have just begun.
In the 3rd Legislative District, Beth Sawyer and Beth Ann McCarthy Patrick are poised to oust incumbent Democratic Assemblymen John Bersicelli and Adam Taliaferro, both of whom won by more than 10 percentage points in 2017. McCarthy Patrick talked about their appeal to voters.
The goal is to reduce our taxes. That is our primary goal. The property taxes are outrageous right now.
New Jersey GOP strategist Mike Duhaime predicts this year's surge in Republican voter turnout will have a ripple effect.
I think Democrats who are in the legislature are going to feel like they heard the message from voters that they are expected to push back a little bit on Murphy's agenda. I think Democrats in the legislature will blame Phil Murphy for their losses.
Members of the GOP hope the momentum will carry over into midterms next year. From the New Jersey desk, Tennyson Donier, WHYY News.